thanks a lot. Concerning the KPI, I gave the example of the smart cities. And the beauty of that, it was done by the Stability Group 20, and they work on human rights without really saying it. And they didn't know really that they were working on the right to education, access to water. And of course, we could do, we could use this model, this KPI, maybe to apply to other things. Today it is for smart cities, but we could use and create KPIs in another environment. So and maybe to focus more on human also on human rights. Half of this KPI, I guess, are about human rights. So yes, it's we could reuse this KPI and creating something different. About the state capacity, we have a couple of programs inside the ITU. I'm thinking about the bridging the standardization gap. And this project is about non-discrimination and to try to involve more and more developing countries in the standardization process. It's not that easy, but we are doing it. So that means that we are doing regional workshop and really trying to involve developing countries into the discussions and give them more space. So we have a couple of the bridging the standardization gap is really the main initiative. After something that I would like to say also to the member states, ITU depends of the member states. So if you want us to talk more about human rights in AI for goods or to develop specific KPI and to build the capacity of state is something that you can bring to us and take the decisions and come to our council, ITU council, and say that it is something important for you. So we are depending of member states. Thank you.